Let's start and Sam can join us later if he will. So please start the recording, operator.
The recordings are started.
Thank you. So we're having our second call about our plans for a new main database and CRM system for NCST and our constituencies. In the meantime, we have a mailing list and several comments there already, and a wiki space which is still empty so far. Let me want to review a few comments that we have in the email. Where I see first, we have a question of the features we immediately need. What other stuff besides the member database we might want to have? And what we want to have the ability to have later if we choose, or what initially is. So if it's okay with you, I'll actually just review and comment Brendan's email. We have some comments from Sam and myself earlier on. So we definitely want something that is integrable or interlinkable with whatever else stuff we have, so we can have this new whatever we have need to tie to our other platforms. Since we have staff on our constituencies have their own websites and their own hosting at the moment. We have staff on ICANN website. We have mailing lists all over the place. So what we need to have some kind of integration. I've been thinking of things like when we get a new member, it should be automatically added to various mailing lists. We don't want to need to do that manually like we're doing now. And changing the address, email address, whatever, should happen in one place only and automatically link to various. Different places.
Dipani?
Yes, Brendan.
Dipani, this is Brendan.
Yeah, go ahead, Brendan.
So on your point there, it sounds like we need very tight integration with Mailman, or the ability to have tight integration with Mailman, so that's a specific requirement.
Yes, although Mailman is reasonably programmable thing, so to speak, but we'd rather have something that works out of the box rather than doing too much scripting of our own. But that's always an option. We can do some of that, but or have someone do it. But still, okay. Something that integrates with Mailman is definitely wanted.
Okay. Good. So we've nailed down one requirement. So I took a stab at identifying other ICANN, quote, ICANN-driven platforms or platforms that they use frequently, and including the wiki, which I believe is Confluence. I think that's the product.
Yes.
And then remote collaboration, Adobe Connect, which we're using right now. So I don't know the extent to which we would want integration with those two other platforms, or if there are other platforms that either of you, Joan or Tapani, can think of that we use at ICANN or that ICANN already provides. So I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes, we definitely want to have at least the ability to automatically import data from Confluence and possibly also back, because some information has to be visible on both sides in several places, but we don't want to update it in multiple places, but update it in one place and have it visible wherever it's needed. And of course, we want integration with WordPress, because given at least NCUC website is now under WordPress, and we want to have things like displaying statistics on how many members we have and where they come from automatically, like NCUC satellite does now, but it means that if we have a member database somewhere else, we need to have an API or some kind of link so that we can get that kind of stuff automatically. Likewise, for the application form, it would be nice that we can, as Sam said, we want to have the application form on both other sides of both constituencies and also somewhere else in the NCSG's own site or something, so that people can join regardless of which way they find us.
Sure. This is Brendan again for the record. Yeah, I agree.
This is Joan speaking. To answer your question, Brent, I didn't look at ICANN's platform, but what I did do was do some research on the CVCRM, just to look at some costs and to address some of the issues that to do. And I'm the membership chair for MPOC, so of course Sam and I were talking about what was needed. And right now, because everything is done manually, it's just not efficient, as Japan has pointed out. So some of the things that I spoke with a guy named Joe Murray, who's apparently one of the best in the business of CVCRM, and he said that the program, the CVCRM, can import the different types of membership individual organizations, give permission to anyone that wanted to update their profile, which is something that's really, really needed. Is that better? No, I'm not even saying that maybe some of the issues that meet their I'll start over in case anyone didn't hear me. So the CVCRM is a content management system, of course. And Brendan, I just want you to know that I did look at the link for the MCAN, and I did review it. So it can do different membership type mission to the individual or organizations to update their profiles, which I think is really, really important for to go forward. It can identify members to us who are in good standing, and it does integrate with WordPress, and the cost is actually to migrate the database, and it gives me a quote for 4,000 to 8,000 people, around 1,000 to 1,500. This is not to design the website. This is the actual migration. And it is open source. So I know someone that uses the CVCRM, and they're using it for payments. So there's a e-commerce component to it as well, but we don't need that. It can be further scaled to what we need in the future. So I didn't do. I meant to get around to doing a member click comparison for costs and stuff. So, but I think what Sam and I were talking about were what was needed. I think that was the most important thing, which his email outlined. So, so I really like the CVCRM, and it can be done. I asked, can this be done quickly because we have a timeline that we're trying to. To reach and it can be, so depending on how it all goes. So that's what I found out.
Okay, thank you, Joan. Yes, I definitely, as Brendan wrote in the chat, we'd need to have a note which company you spoke with. We might want to look at a few of them. There are a couple that are specialized in CVCRM type things. So, yeah, do send them to the list as well. And it does sound like CVCRM is one we want to at least make a more detailed plan. So let's try to write our requirements in such a form that we can actually get actual quotes from the companies doing that. Which country was that company in, Joan? Is it Canadian, US, and UK, something else? There's one concern we had that we would like to have at least consider the implications of having the country where it's hosted, in particular in view of European data protection requirements. But there are several companies, in at least in the US and the UK, that might do it.
Yeah, sorry. So for the record, yes, I did speak to them about those kinds of issues. That would be up to us to tell them where we would like it hosted. So it was an individual that I spoke with, and I forget what the name of his company was, but I will put an outline and send all that information to you.
Yes, thank you, John. That sounds good. Another question here that besides this member database thing is if we want them to host other stuff we have, particularly I'm thinking of the what percent NCUC website is hosted on NCUC's own virtual server. NPOC has it on some Buddhist company, I believe. So we might want to consider getting hosting from at the same time, because I understand that the MemberClicks option would be inclusive of general website if we want to. So we could do it here as well. That would be convenient for a number of purposes to consider that option at least. So we might want to include that as an option. And in any case, we want to set it up so that we can, if we want to, move our constituency's websites of the same hosting provider, whether in the same virtual machine or just a separate virtual machine there or anything, but so that it would be purchased as a package, so to speak, which would make it easier, but at least possible, for it to be funded in the same ones, because ICANN is willing to fund the MemberClicks with this full service package into the website, so presumably they would be happy enough to pay for that kind of service if we do it otherwise as well. So we'd like to, I presume, at least ask what that would cost. But what I'd like them to have basically is just to have a professional sysadmin keeping the machine up and running while we do it, whatever we want with it. How's that sound? Brendan, I presume you at least would be happy to have a NCUC website hosted and administered by some same company that manages the member database. Joan, what's the status with as far as NPOC website is concerned? Even though I understand it's now hosted for free by Rudy, it'd be at least a nice option to have, just in case, if you can move it over.
Joan, for the record, we have a call next week to talk about it. We're relatively sure it's fine. Sven and I have to just point out the benefits of it. But we have to do something about our membership, so this is we should address it. So we'll have a more concrete answer for you sometime next week.
This is Brendan, for the record. Yeah, Tapani, I definitely agree with that. Anything that eases the maintenance, the ongoing maintenance, would be helpful. I guess, you know, my overarching concern would be wherever we decide to host our respective organization's data, my overarching concern would be that that data remain portable and that we remain in control of that data. Simply because it's not a distrust of ICANN issue. I just want to be clear on that. It's a maintaining independence of the organization issue and maintaining a part of what nonprofit organizations and civil society writ large bring to ICANN is legitimacy. And we need to be able to maintain a credible threat of exit. And having control of that data is an instrumental part of that. So I believe Sam agreed with that on the last call, but I just want to confirm that with my colleagues here. So, you know, anything that eases maintenance, I'm willing to host our data anywhere, even on ICANN servers if it works out. But I want to maintain control of that data. Okay? Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Brendan. Yes, we have that. We want to have independence in that sense that we can pull out of ICANN if we must, And also there are some legal concerns, because one reason that ICANN wasn't willing to host a member database as such is simply because they don't want to take legal responsibility for it. So we have that kind of concerns here. And of course, it may be that having it as an independent makes things a bit easier, faster, flexible. Like creating mailing lists may work faster, and as we noted in mail, that having an ICANN hosted mailing list means that we can't have a complete control over it. So that kind of stuff helps. But in most key point indeed is that the data is portable, we have complete control of it, we can move it elsewhere, wherever we want to, so it's not first our own control. Okay, so next steps would be, let's try to clarify these requirements we have to that sufficiently that we can actually ask for a quote from some hosting companies to do that. At least with CVCRM, if somebody comes up with alternatives, we'll of course consider them too, but start with that. So John said, yeah, next week you'd have a NPOX Notion possibly moving NPOC website there, but that's a secondary. Anyway, okay, Brandon, you want to talk?
Sorry, that's an old hand, but I do see Miriam suggesting we create a Google Doc to capture requirements, and I agree that would be a good idea to do that right now.
Yes, Google Docs would be an easier thing to handle than the Confluence Wiki, at least, which is a bit not quite as flexible as one might like. So, let's get a Google Doc. Who wants to do that? Okay, embedding the tools.
I will take that on, and I'll work with Miriam to do that, the Google Doc, and put down the requirements and some of our suggestions so far.
Okay, thank you, Joan. So we'll start with that. Joan creates a Google Doc, Miriam will embed it into Confluence. And we try to work on that as fast as we can, see what we can do over the weekend, but over the next week anyway, so that let's try to get at least started soon. We have already an initial list from Sam's email and comments on that. We'll add on that. There are definitely some things we'll be more detailed on. Again, let's see that. Some comments on the Brendan's email again, that for example, fundraising, we don't do that now, what we just might, so no need to rule it out. And something where we need more details definitely here. Also the member management, that we should specify things like, but I guess that would come in CVCRM, what kind of interfaces we'd have for application data. Doing automated stuff like automatically checking that emails work. We might have a thing that when somebody applies, they will be sent an email, please click here to confirm, like email mailing list usually do, just to make sure that their email actually works. And the application form could do all kind of automatic checking. For example, that the website specified exists and so forth. So, but that kind of details we can keep adding, but let's get at least the initial list done. You are talking about a call on Monday.
Dipani, this is Brendan, for the record. Can I make a quick point of something that I brought up in my email?
No.
With, It was with respect to the applicant form. I thought Sam made some great points of outlining the basic capabilities of what needs to happen with the application form. I just wanted to highlight another source of information that we may be able to use in terms of developing our requirements. And I agree basically with what Sam had put in his email. And I would just argue that we need to pay closer attention to that the chosen platform can support beyond just having a form in multiple places and the general options of what you can tick off on a form, but rather the business process that the stakeholder group uses to take in applications and evaluate applications, and in particular the various states that an application form may have during its consideration, submission and consideration. So I provided a link in the email, and I'm happy to add this information onto the requirements document if we're in agreement on the states an application can be in. These are states that Rafiq actually had outlined in a prior discussion, I believe, with some of the other stakeholder groups. These states are specific to our application, but this was a general discussion they were having about the membership database. So that's it.
Yeah, thank you, Brendan. Yes, that is definitely a good plan that we should go with the process. And looking at the Rafiq state list, there might be even more states looking, but might know that I actually wrote this kind of thing for EFI some 10 years ago or whatever, and we have like a different state in there with things like if I requested more information and that kind of stuff, might have internal states there. But yes, definitely go by the process and see the states we want to meet, who wants to do what in which situation. Like, remember, first fill in the application form. That's the initial state. Then maybe there's an automated email for them to reply, and when that's acknowledged, that's another one. Then maybe it should be reviewed by secretary or the chair or whatever, if he or she so chooses, and then all the various EC members and so forth. And we might want to have a different types of conditional approval and so forth. But yes, definitely in general, this is a good plan to work on the process. Brendan, you see your hand is still up. Is it an old hand or you want to speak again? Okay, Joan just raised your hand. Go ahead, Joan.
I know this may be a little bit outside of membership database, and I don't want to move any further from that until we've accomplished it. But if we're going to create a website, is it going to be like a fully functioning website in terms of if members join, that would be the first thing, would there be like lots of information for them to know about what ICANN is, what the concerns are? Is it like going to be like an interactive website that way? Is that what we're envisioning in the long run, I guess? I'm trying to find out. First, to short term is to address the whole membership issue and the forms and all of that. But in the future, are we looking at a more robust website?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. That's a good question. And I guess the answer is definite maybe. So that to the extent we find that it's that kind of stuff is common to our constituencies, so that it should be done stakeholder group level. Yeah, definitely, this is one possible way of doing it. Of course, we have that kind of stuff already in various places in ICANN site, so, and we don't want to duplicate that. But as Brendan said in the public,
I'm sorry, it's going again. I was thinking more along the line, not for ICANN participants, but information for members, because they don't want to necessarily want to go through the ICANN site. That's really what it was about.
Uh, Okay, yeah, and we actually do need a little of a public-facing website in case we consider someone who wants to join NCSG without, at that point, joining any of the constituencies. There should be a way to do that. So we can do that in theory by having an application form that is embedded on the ICANN community site, or we could have a simple website for NCSG by itself, which is basically just the application form that, and also possibly the site where people go to maintain their own profiles, so that could be a sort of central place for that, instead of having that available only as an embedded site somewhere else. So I'm envisioning at this point a minimalistic website that has just the member pages. You join here, you update your data here, and that stuff like that, but nothing else initially. We might want to have the ability to do that later on, but that doesn't really cost anything in terms of planning at this point, just if we go with any kind of open source solution like CVCRM, we can always add stuff like that. But if we want that kind of minimal, yes, FAQ page would be nice, that kind of stuff. But this would not be the primary news site or anything like that. It's just at least initially it would be just a minimalistic site for managing member stuff. And like if you could just point into wherever you want this other stuff, it's somewhere else. But so we'd like to have the ngsg.is or whatever that would point here. This is how you join. If you're a member, log in here and do what you want, and then links to other places. How's that sound? Brendan?
Yeah, Tapani, this is Brendan for the record. Yes, I agree. That sounds like a good approach. I would just kind of add that, you know, if we're to expend any effort on building public-facing web pages, in my opinion, we should probably, like you're suggesting, Tapani, I think, is make them focused on the NCSG rather than the constituencies, because the constituencies have their own existing websites and kind of their own presence already. And the NCSG doesn't necessarily have budget to have its own website, public-facing website. And nor does it really need much of a website, to your point. You know, it's kind of, you know, for better or worse, it's more of a kind of management structure that has been kind of put on, that we have to operate within. So simply having, as basic a website for the NCSG as possible with forms that we've all agreed upon and a business process that we've all agreed upon that can be embedded into other websites, constituency websites, is the way to go forward. So, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Seems we are agreed on that. And the earlier point that if we want to, say, move NCUC website to the same hosting provider, it would be just in basically an independent piece that just is hosted at the same place, like a separate virtual host, which is just linked to this in a way that would, whether it's in the same place or not, but for convenience, it could be hosted there. Okay. Brendan, you still having your hand up, old hand or new? Okay. So we get the minimal approach, that test membership stuff now, with option of having just hosting of our other websites in there. The NCEC and book websites could be hosted there if desired needed, but that was basically an independent option there. And adding other NCSG level stuff, should there ever be any, will be remained for the future as long as we have an approach that allows that in if we need it. Okay. Any other points at this point? Just shall we wait for the Google Doc to come up and start updating it? Okay, deadlines, that's a good point. So, Joan, I presume creating the Google Docs won't take long, like today. Then at least the initial requirements list, okay, we'll just start by cut and pasting what Sam is written to there, and then great. So next Friday, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Okay. So milestones that today we have the Google Docs up. Mariam will get it embedded into Confluence at some point, but that's not urgent. List of vendors should be within the same Google Docs, I think, it should work. And by Friday, we have at least good enough requirements list that we can hash it over. And maybe can we have another call next Friday? We have decided CVCRM is at least one, the one we start with. If somebody comes up with other ideas that we want to check, why not? But CVCRM is the option on the table now. Do you want to have another call next Friday? Does that work for you? Okay, same time next Friday. Everybody happy with that? And weeks after that, we'll be in Los Angeles, except Brendan, but we might try to have a meeting there and invite Brendan remotely. But that sounds like we have a plan for now. Any other issues we need to talk now? Everybody happy? Okay. Let's call this close, and I trust, Joan, you will keep Sam updated on what happened here. Okay, let's close this call. Operator, you can stop the recording.
The recording has been stopped.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.